This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026 intended to implement one-third women's reservation in the Lok Sabha and the Legislative Assembly, failed to get the nod in the lower house. The bill fell short of the two-thirds majority of 326 out of the total 489 members present in the Lok Sabha. During voting on the bill, 298 MPs voted in favour and 230 against it. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the other two bills, including the Delimitation Bill 2026 and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2026, are interlinked with the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026. Hence, these two bills will not be moved for passage. He accused the opposition of losing the opportunity to provide reservations to the women.
Jo natija aaya hai, ye itna aithihasik aur mahatvapurna bill par.
The result that has come on this historic and important bill, which is meant to give honor and rights to the women of the country, is that the opposition did not support it. It is very unfortunate, and the opportunity that existed at this historic moment has been lost. Under the leadership of Narendra Modi, our campaign to ensure honor and rights for women will continue.
Mahilaon ko jo samman dene ka adhikar dene ka hamara abhiyan jari rahega.
Earlier, replying to the discussion on three bills, Union Home Minister Amit Shah dismissed opposition's apprehensions on the delimitation exercise. The minister said provisions have been made in the constitution for the delimitation, and this will lead to rationalization of voters in every constituency. Earlier, participating in the discussion, Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, said that Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam is not a women's reservation bill and it has nothing to do with the empowerment of women. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu criticized the Congress-led opposition for blocking the women's reservation bill in Parliament. In a social media post, he said the move denied a historic step towards women's empowerment and accused the opposition for political obstruction. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis also criticized the opposition's stand on the Nari Shakti Vandan Act, stating that women's empowerment for them exists only in speeches and slogans. He said the opposition chose politics over progress and that their resistance to the bill has exposed their true priorities. Campaigning for first phase of assembly election in West Bengal has intensified. Leader of opposition in the state assembly, BJP Suvendu Adhikari, addressed public meetings in Purulia district. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis addressed a press conference in Kolkata and took part in rallies in support of party candidates. Assam Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma addressed a public rally in Ahmedabad in North Dinajpur district. Trinamool Congress President and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee held public meetings across North Bengal, South Bengal and Kolkata. TMC leader Abhishek Banerjee also addressed the meetings. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will travel to Sri Lanka for a two-day visit from beginning tomorrow, during which he will hold talks with Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumarasinghe and Prime Minister Harini Amarasurya. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, this will be the first bilateral visit by the Vice President of India to Sri Lanka. During his visit, he will also meet other dignitaries and Indian diaspora leaders in Sri Lanka. The Hajj pilgrimage from India for the year 2026 is set to commence today, with the first batch of pilgrims scheduled to depart for Saudi Arabia from various embarkation points across the country. The Ministry of Minority Affairs said that over 1,75,000 pilgrims are expected to undertake the sacred pilgrimage of Hajj. Iran has declared the Strait of Hormuz is completely open to commercial traffic, coinciding with a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. In a social media post, Iranian Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi announced that the passage for all commercial vessels through Strait of Hormuz is now completely open for the remaining period of ceasefire. However, ships must use a coordinated route set by Iran's maritime authorities. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 5 wickets in Ahmedabad last night. Chasing a target of 181 runs, Gujarat Titans achieved the target in 19.4 overs. They made 181 with a loss of 5 wickets. Earlier, Kolkata Knight Riders won the toss and opted to bat. Batting first, Kolkata Knight Riders made 180 runs the stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.